Welcome back to Sports Day. Before we go back to Caroline Wilson, I did make the promise last week, Scoop, that we were going to get a little bit of live sport each and every week. Shortly, we're going to have rugby league to talk about, but tonight we can race at your place. RacingQueensland.com.au is the place to go. And Chris Nelson can bring us up to date with what is transpiring up in the lockdown state.
He's back after a strong debut, and I'm told that Chris Nelson is even better in his form. Second up, Chris, welcome to you.
Sam, Jared, thanks. Great to be on. But I'd need to improve off that first up performance last week on the tip.
Well, Jared and I actually forgot to follow your tips last week, but it might have been a positive in the end. The carnival rolls on. Where are we going this Saturday?
We're off to Doomben this Saturday. We've got four listed races. We've got two Group 3 races. A really good day of racing out at Doomben. The weather will be pretty much picture perfect. The track will be in good condition. So I can't wait to start watching and having a bet on Saturday. Unfortunately, we can't get out there, but that day will come soon, I'm sure.
And weather, perfect one day, better the next, I assume.
Yeah, so that's Queensland all over, isn't it? It's been sunny in the mid-20s most of this week, and I think it's supposed to warm up again next week. We did have a 15 degrees here last Saturday, though, guys, so it does happen.
And any early tips? Give us something that the punters can back early.
Well, I think, speaking of early, race one, number 10, Gin and Bitters. I think it's got a terrific chance at Doomben on Saturday. Just aimed a little bit too high running in a listed race last time out. Certainly did a good job to wind up not too far from the winner there on that occasion, but back to something more suitable. Lincoln kick us off with a winner, race one, number 10. And race five at a decent price, number 4, Celestial Falls. She's a Sydney galloper, a Sydney visitor. I think she's nicely placed there. She'll roll forward from a good gate on Saturday and she'll look hard to beat also. So race one, number 10, race five, number 4. Hopefully we can show a profit this week.
I might be rolling them into a little parlay. Good on you, Chris. With the help of Sky Racing and the TAB, race at your place. Visit racingqueensland.com.au. As always, gamble responsibly.